Without objection, there seems to be no one else at on the board meeting tonight. It's 19:05, 7:05 p.m. Without objection, I hereby call this meeting to order. Let's go through old business. Paul, did you get a chance to see the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes, I did. I read them today, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Did you have any problem with them?
No.
Okay, then I make a motion that we approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The motion carries. The minutes are approved. Next item, budget updated. I updated the budget with the little things that were needed for like neighborhood news and stuff like that. The one thing that was not in there because I wasn't sure what whether we were going to do it or not is the new regulation that we have to comply with has to be done by the end of the year. And Goodwin has partnered with another company, but it costs us $250 every time they generate a report or make a change. So, do we want to go through them or do we want to do it ourselves? If we do it ourselves, then one of us is going to have to take point on that, and we're going to have to basically give each other all our personal information. That's what I'm trying to say.
And also, as long as this is a federal law, you need to remember to update if we have a new board member to make
Correct.
sure they comply.
Well,
Correct.
it's funny because you sent the link and I went and checked out, and apparently I already had an account there. So I've completed that paperwork.
Okay.
Oh, you've completed it. So, do you want to just go through that instead? It'll cost the HOA $250 this year, and if we get a third board member at the annual meeting, then it'll be another $250 then.
It's 250 one-time charge, regardless of the number of board members. But if you've already done it, Paul, then Keith, you go ahead and do it as well, and then you're done. But I need an email, a separate email. Joe, take us off the list. We're going to do it ourselves. We keep track of this stuff. And
Okay.
so then you'll get a reply. It's called HOA Net or something like that. And it will officially say in writing, okay, you guys are doing it yourself. We're not going to bill you. And that
So,
way, 2 or 3 years from now, if someone forgets, gets a fine, well, you opted out. Here's an email.
right.
But,
Paul, do you want
if
to just pay these people and just make sure that our information's updated? Because Goodwin will remind us.
yeah, so I mean, who am I supposed
Yeah.
to be paying?
You're not going to pay them. The HOA pays them.
The HOA
Oh.
charges a one-time fee, $250,
Okay.
regardless of the number of board members. I don't think that's a recurring fee. I guess you almost look at it as a subscription because we already have all the board members' information except the driver's license number. And
Right, I
so
have to
once
get that
you
to you.
send that to us, we have everything we need. We file it. But the important thing is we keep track of it. Just like we keep track of your insurance, we keep track of everything. We
Taxes.
just add that. Yeah. So if you want us to do it, if you do nothing, you fill out the form, obviously. But if you do nothing, the default is we do it for you.
Okay.
And so we will do nothing. Goodwin will do it. They'll send a $250 bill. That'll probably be December or January.
We just
And
need to add that to the budget. That's all my only thing.
okay. So I see the budget here that I have already has $250 on it.
Oh, okay.
So I went ahead and then dues, license, and permits, I increased to 45. It turns out that's the correct number. I think we talked about that. Now, we do need to approve this budget in an open board meeting. This is an open board meeting. So I would leave it to Keith to make a motion to approve the 2025 budget here in an open board
Do
meeting.
you have that budget visible, on
I
your
do.
screen?
I do.
You want to share? I'll stop
Yeah.
sharing so that
Yeah. I
folks
think
can
what
see it.
happens is I cut you off.
That's okay. I stopped sharing so you can
Okay.
share yours.
Okay. Let's see. Let's look at the numbers. Is this what you had for your totals down here in the yellow?
I believe so.
Okay. So then.
Because the NNO, the printing newsletter was like 318. Yeah.
Okay. So these are all the expenses. The $45 is the correct price for dues and permits. Printing the newsletter, 315, and then the 250 filing fee.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'll turn it over the board to make a motion.
I make a motion to, well, first of all, Paul, do you have any heartburn about that?
No, I mean, there's just a couple of minor things from last time we looked at it. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay, I make a motion we approve the budget for 2025. Do I hear a second?
My second.
A second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The budget is approved. Let me share my screen again.
And then I assume we'll bring the budget up at the annual meeting.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Masonry wall update. We received another bid. I'm bringing it up on the screen here. And the amount for 200 linear feet of masonry materials and steel reinforcement brackets was $22,910, which is substantially less than the $81,500 we were quoted before. My thing has been and continues to be, I did not want a homeowner to have to put out of their own pocket $13,000 to fix that masonry wall. I just didn't want that. However, when I changed my fence back here, because it event these wooden fences, they also get old and crumble. It cost me $4,800 to replace ours. So I did the math. This is about $4,500 per homeowner to replace that their part, because they actually own that wall. It's about $4,500 with at this bid to replace that wall, and I think that's reasonable. So,
What are the materials they're using?
well, it says new cinder block masonry materials and steel reinforcement brackets, level the wall and reassemble, trash fall off. And they have a bid amount of $22,910.
Now, he told me, because I met with him, he said, Joe, we're going to reuse a lot of these cinder blocks. That's how we're saving money. So I see right here 4 pallets of new, but maybe that's 4 pallets of new because he's going to break some. But he did say that he was going to reuse some of the existing cinder blocks. Now I can find out if he changes his mind and he's going to just go with all new, but we need to keep open the possibility that he is going to reuse some of the existing ones, the ones he can save. And so that
I'm
saves
curious.
him. Go ahead.
I'm only curious because there's no mention of any repair to the footer, which is the real problem with that wall, is that the footer has shifted and is leaning, and that's what's causing the wall to lean.
It does say level the wall.
Yeah, level the well. Yeah, but does that mean he's going to level the wall just by shimming the blocks when he puts them in? I don't know. It's kind of vague. I'd be curious to see what he plans on doing about that footer.
All right, I can get some more detail from him.
Okay. So we'll get more
Anyway,
detail on that.
if this is a go, then the next step would be to talk to those five affected homeowners. We need to prepare for at least one of them pushback. If one of them says no, we can force it on him. We kind of have to have a game plan of how we're going to approach that.
Right. Well, the documents say that they own it, they have to maintain it, and the HOA can force that issue. Matter of fact, Article 17 says that we can tell them what materials and the aesthetics, the how it's going to look. So they're limited in what they can push back on. Just the way it is. Also, a
We
legal update on that masonry wall. If we were going to, and I at this point, if the bid is that low, but if we were going to take control of that wall, the HOA attorney said we could get a conveyance from each homeowner, but as and in that conveyance, we could write that upon a dissolution vote, that the ownership of the wall would revert back to the homeowners. So even if we do this, we could still preserve dissolution by adding that into the conveyance if we would decide to do that.
homeowner would still pay for it.
Well, if we get a conveyance from them, then it's the HOA's problem, not the homeowner's problem.
Then the HOA would pay for it. So it kind of
Right.
depends on how much pushback we get from those five homeowners.
Well, I don't think it's just them. There's others who think that that's the face of the subdivision and they want it fixed, and I get it. There's others who have told me, my sweet wife being one of them, I don't want to pay for someone else's back fence. So it's like you're not going to make everyone happy regardless of what you do. This is one of
No.
those situations where you have to make the best decision and, let the chips fall where they may, because, we've studied this for a year. So we just need to get nailed down some details here, and I think we're close to pulling the trigger and making this thing happen.
Do you think talking to the homeowners at the annual meeting will probably be the last step in our decision?
We could try. I mean, it depends how many folks decide to come to the annual meeting, and I've got to talk to you about that in a little bit because I haven't been able to get a hold of Faith Baptist, but that's
It,
another
it's
issue.
it's going to have to be on a Sunday morning.
Well, I go to a church, so and
Okay,
it's not
got it.
that one.
All right. Yeah, let me see if I can get over there.
My church is in Hutto.
I've called him numerous times, different times a day, and actually they had a basketball practice. When I went there one time, but the guy wasn't there, so and I left a message and that didn't do any good. I think it's going to be fine. I just have to have confirmation. So,
Well, I'd say we get more information and look at this after the annual meeting.
okay.
Do you have any do you think that's okay, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Moving on, right of way updates. That's the other another bid we got. Same company. Apparently it's five areas. I think they're looking at in where the crumbling wall is. I think that's the area they're looking at. We've got these rock and metal edge borders going all the way up past Andres Way. So it doesn't include, it's not just between Donnell and Bradford Park and then Bradford to Andres Way. There's some on the other side of Andres Way as well, because that's High Cotton Way, the wall that they share, and there's pockets of them there. I think there's three or four of them, maybe five up that way.
So that price is good wherever the rocks are.
Okay. So we're looking at five areas each. So we need to figure out how many five area eaches we have and then get a good idea of what we're going to spend. I still think it'll be less than what our landscaper wanted to charge, which was what, 14 grand?
Right. It'll be
Okay.
cheaper than that.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be doing better than that. So anyway, just wanted to make that clear. Moving on, In-N-Out postmortem. It was a disaster. There was like eight homeowners that showed up from Bradford Park. We had two people from one from another subdivision and one from Bradford Park who's not in the HOA show up. So, I mean, there was like almost no participation in the In-N-Out. And so I put that in the newsletter. It was dismal. Still, we were there, we did our thing, but I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of, I mean, the eight people that showed up, two of them were myself and Paul.
I was late.
That's all right, you were there. So that's the thing is it's just it's I don't know, we've 2 years in a row it's been really bad as far as attendance. I don't know if we do this again unless people say they want it done. Now I put in the newsletter, hey, if you want to do this or you want this done, let us know. Otherwise, we're probably not going to do this next year. So, you know, for what it's worth. I know the newsletter should be published and in people's mailboxes either now or in a day or two. So we'll see if we get any notices from that. And if we do, I'll forward them to you guys. So moving on, update on homeowners issues. These are things we had at the last board meeting that I'm following up on. Update on parking issues. The one on Donnell Drive, that curve that everyone really hates. On Donnell Drive, which by the way, I agree with you, that is a dangerous curve. I called code enforcement. They referred me to the Round Rock Police Department. I called the Round Rock Police Department. They said what we would need to do, you're going to love this, is we would need to take video at night of that curve and then present it at a city council meeting. Because city council is the one who makes those decisions.
I'll tell you what, it's you say at night when it's really bad is when the sun is setting and you come around that corner and you're blind.
Well, we could do that too. You know, dash cam video.
I mean, I'm three houses down from there. I know what it looks like.
I don't know which way is worse, coming from Donnell towards Bradford Park or coming from Bradford Park
No.
going down Donnell. I don't know which one's worse.
Coming from Bradford Park, at least in the evening, because that's looking in, right into the setting sun.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what would have to happen is we'd have to take video and then we'd have to present it at city council and have them make the decision. So that's that. We did follow up on that. That's what they said. The pods company response. I never got to call them. So apparently, whoever had that pod, it's gone. It's not there anymore.
Problem
So,
solved. It's
problem
like,
solved.
I can't see it out the window anymore. It must be gone.
And the other two, the association attorney's response to this subdivision is under video surveillance, putting signs out that say that, and his response to adding a provision to deed restrictions requiring homeowners to get a criminal background check before renting to a tenant. He hasn't come. He hasn't is I haven't seen an email back from him addressing that. Have either of you?
No.
Yeah, me neither. So I may bump him and say, hey, did you see this? Because we've got questions here. And that's all I have for old business. New business is set a date and place for the 2025 annual meeting. And we were just discussing that it's difficult to get a hold of Faith Baptist Church, which is where we usually have the thing. So, and Joe was saying something about having to go there on a Sunday, which I feel bad for Joe. I have to do that.
That's okay. I have a fence project in Georgetown. I'll check on it
Well,
the
I
same
appreciate
time.
that.
So we already have a date, and that date is
January 21st,
right
Tuesday.
at 7 p.m. And so I will go there Sunday. You know what? It wouldn't hurt me just to sit there through a service, would it?
That's up to you, brother. I
I
sit
might
through
do that.
services over in Hutto at the YMCA.
All right, so I will go up to the church and then also Georgetown. And we still have loads of time, so I'm not concerned about it, but I will go
Right.
there one of the next 2 Sundays. And I can't guarantee I'm going to stay for the service, but I will at least talk to the, is he a minister or a preacher?
I'm not sure. I do know that a few years ago, the pastor that they had there was,
Pastor.
I don't know, like brought up on charges of child molestation or something.
Yeah, they probably need to go back to the well, find another guy.
I think they did by now. I mean,
Right.
churches tend not to last long if there's no pastor.
Right.
So I think they got a new pastor, but it's weird that the pastors they this is not the first time I've heard this stuff. And you know, I used to go to a church just down the road the other way, and you know, the pastor down there embezzled over $1 million. So yeah. You know, they're people too, I guess.
There actually is a funny series. If you guys like John Goodman, it's called Righteous Gemstones. And I mean, it's really funny. Now,
Okay.
it pokes fun at religion, so you have to have a sense of humor about it.
Right.
But it pokes fun at the big mega churches that sometimes they have their eye on the bank account, not all of them.
Right.
But he does a really good job. I mean, it's really funny. So, and then Paul, I misspoke, 2 or 3 meetings ago. I said that your voice sounded exactly like someone, and I had the wrong Netflix series. What I meant to say is Loudermilk. Did you ever watch that series?
No.
Okay. So the series is so-so, but there is a character that has the exact same voice as you. You don't look anything alike. But if you ever are thumbing through the channel, you're like, you know what? Joe said I sound like this guy. Let's see if it is exactly like him. Because when I was watching the show, I was like, I've heard that voice before. And it took me a couple of weeks. That's Paul.
See, German
So,
too.
so anyway, that's it for my recommendations on television.
Okay, before we turn it over to homeowner concerns, does anyone else have anything that I've missed they want to talk about? Going once, going twice. Okay. Homeowner concerns, did our homeowner leave?
Yep.
She was just there.
Okay, because we're up to homeowner concerns.
Well, she's gone.
I guess.
Yeah, she
So
probably didn't like my Netflix recommendation.
maybe, I don't know. I doubt it. People may, she might have gotten busy or she might have just lost the connection. Well, here's something to think about too. If for whatever reason Faith Baptist can't have us there on the 21st, maybe we send a note to Mr. Brown and ask him, can we have a virtual annual meeting in lieu of that because we have nowhere to go?
Okay. And
And then
that's
we
how I
get
do most of my meetings, is just
really,
like this. Yeah.
really okay. Because
Well, so we got used to it at COVID, and the boards recognize the fact that it's real easy for a person just to click a button on their computer and they're part of the meeting, as opposed to get dressed up, got supper with the kids you have to skip and go somewhere. Zoom meetings are typically better attended than in-person meetings because it's so easy.
right. Well, what we've done is in person and Zoom at the same time.
Right,
And
right. And I have
that's
some of those
been
too.
the Zoom part's not been all that great because
Your internet stinks.
yeah,
Right.
the you literally, I tried using Faith Baptist's Wi-Fi and it's terrible. And then I tried using my phone and it's almost as bad. So,
Right.
well, I guess since we're at homeowner concerns, Paul, you got any problems? Not that
Not that you can solve, no.
I can solve. Okay. I don't either. So I guess we can quickly go into an executive session, and if there's nothing there, then we can just get, we're done.